Have you heard about a rogue planet in our inner solar system called Planet X? It's a brown dwarf star said to be four times the size of Earth and 23 times its mass. It's heavily magnetic, and in the not too distant future, it's going to be passing Earth. It is the source of escalating Earth changes. Bigger and more frequent earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, bizarre weather. Today's topic is related to how to survive that close passage, and today we're going to be talking about safe distances from bodies of water. Over the past 7 years or so, I've researched many sources about this incoming planet and recently read a review of Eric von Daniken's newest book, Twilight of the Gods, and I noticed an interesting comment. The reviewer says that he speaks of the Bolivian archaeological site of Tiahuanaco and the platforms of Pumapunku, and both of these locations are over 13,000 feet in elevation. And despite this altitude, these Bolivian sites show strong evidence of flooding. So, could the flooding have been caused by rising sea levels or tsunamis caused by the passage of Planet X sometime in our distant past, just like we saw in the movie 2012? That's a good question. While von Däniken speculates that the huge stones which paved those locations could have been used as a dam, he doesn't know for sure, and we have to consider other things too. So can water, especially seawater, get up that high? Well, think of Noah's Ark and the Noahic flood. The Ark was said to come to rest on top of a mountain as the waters receded. And this mountain has been historically believed to be Mount Ararat in Turkey, and it has two peaks, the taller of which is almost 17,000 feet above sea level, and the lesser of which is almost 13,000 feet above sea level. That is over 2 miles above sea level, folks. That is up there. Now, factor in that some sources are indicating that the upcoming passage of the dark star is going to be worse than previous passages. Yikes! But how do we know for sure what a safe elevation will be? Well, when you don't know something, look at something or something that does know. And in this example, look at the US government. It's moving its base of operations to the high peaks of the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. Another source, John Moore, has said that the US Navy personnel in the know are relocating to the Ozark Mountains. So that should give you ideas of safe elevations. Okay, so one example might have been a dam breaking. Another example of flooding at high elevations is an unproven flood of biblical proportions. But are there any other historical records that speak of how high the water rose? Well, geological records speak to that. In an update to the El Teinon impact, which was an asteroid impact of 2.15 million years ago, it stated the evidence of the effects of large tsunamis in terms of relocated rocks is found widely throughout the Earth. The most extreme example being in Hawaii, where unconsolidated coral is found at 326 meters above sea level. That's nearly 1,000 feet above sea level, folks. Thus, you need to get away from coastlines. But how far? Well, from what I've read, it would be prudent to be at least 200 to 300 miles inland from any coastline and well above 1,000 feet in elevation. And that's today's tip for those of you who are preparing to survive the coming passage of Planet X. Forewarned is forearmed. Planet X is survivable if you prepare, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. Thank you.